Welcome to the Ocean Energy panel discussion this morning. We have a great panel lined up here that I'll introduce in just a moment. My name is Linda Mercer. I work for the Department of Marine Resources. And I just wanted to say a couple words about wind energy and ocean energy before I do introduce the panel. Just some interesting notes. And this is about wind in general. The American Wind Association has proposed a goal of achieving 20% wind energy by 2030. That's not just the ocean, but land as well. And that the resource potential exceeds total electricity demand with a potential of 300 gigawatts of generation. Wind and other forms of ocean energy could lead the fight against climate change. And in terms of the costs and benefits, costs were estimated at about $43 billion, which would translate to 50 cents per month for the average household. Other benefits, reductions in greenhouse gas emissions, water consumption, jobs creation, and fossil fuel dependency reductions. The Department of Energy has estimated that offshore wind capacity is in the range of 900,000 megawatts, and it would be about one-sixth of the total wind power generation by 2030. There are a number of projects that are in the planning stages up and down the east coast of the U.S. Massachusetts has two projects, one Cape Wind, you've probably heard a lot about, another one, a small one, up the town or city of Hull. Rhode Island is actively involved in ocean energy, wind farm planning, Delaware and New Jersey as well. Just want to say one quick thing. The Governor's Ocean Energy Task Force was created by executive order in November 2008 to develop strategies for ocean energy development. We'll be hearing about that this morning. The Gulf of Maine has been recognized as a world-class wind power resource, and as some of you might have heard, has been called the Saudi Arabia of wind. I'd like to introduce our panel now. George LaPointe, Commissioner of the Department of Marine Resources. John Perkins, President of Gulf of Maine Research Institute and facilitator for the Ocean Energy Task Force. Pat White, fisherman and Executive Director of the Gulf of Maine Lobster Foundation. And John Perlin, who is Director of Project Development for the Ocean Renewable Power Project. So we're going to start off with Donna today, talking about the ocean energy capacity. There'll be time for a couple questions.
I'm going to go first then, too.
And time for questions at the end as well.